Welcome to our open tabs.
Welcome to our open tabs.
What toot? It's like what toot toot.
Everyone on the what toot toot train.
Hey,
I'm Mara.
I'm Jess, and we're here with more mess. I mean, I wouldn't call this mess. This is actually serious mess, but still messy.
Yeah,
and I would call it
tragedy. Oh, we should give content warnings.
There are many. Content warning for what? Child abuse?
Yeah. Yep.
Grape? Child sexual material images?
Yes.
Charges?
Yes. Child labor exploitation?
Indeed. All bad things that happen to a child sans murder.
Yeah. No, actually, that too. Because of the pearls.
Yep. So everything, you know, lots of patriarchy going on. So a lot of oppression of women's.
Yep. Spiritual abuse.
Heavy.
All the things.
Heavy on the spiritual abuse.
Yeah.
Cult-like behaviors.
Yeah. I'll
just be warned.
Yeah. I assume if you've seen the title, you know what you're getting into, but just in case, you know. Exit here.
Buckle up.
Yeah. Though before we get into that, on the exact opposite end of the spectrum, despite what people will tell you, how's your Pride Month going?
Mine?
Yeah.
How's
Pride for you this year?
Fine. I wish it was funner. I could put that on myself that I didn't really like look for Pride events in the area. I mean, it is Louisiana. I think there are, but I just wish. And obviously, I could do this next year. I would love to travel to a bigger city and, like, experience one of their prides.
Do you want to go together some year?
Yes.
Because yes! I'm not going to Nashville Pride. Like, there was a bomb threat at Memphis Pride. All these idiots have guns. I don't want to go to Pride here.
Everywhere. But where would we have less of a chance?
We could go to New York.
I would. Ooh.
Or Chicago.
I'd be down. I can always see it on social. I'm like, oh, it's so fun. And other than that, you know, it's been fine. Related, we went to brunch this morning and we ate at the bar and both the bartenders were gay and they were so fun. And at the end, they were like, all right, you guys have a great day and thanks for the eye candy. They were talking about Andrew and he was so confused for a second. We had a good laugh. And then he was like, oh, me? Yes, you.
Have you looked at the mirror? He's a fine-looking man.
Come on, man. That was a good time.
They're just not used to him being hit on in the same direct manner.
Yeah. Woo, they were fun. And they made excellent cocktails. I had a blueberry margarita.
Ooh.
Real
that sounds
good.
Lovely.
Now, what about your Pride in Tennessee?
It's, you know, it's more just that I'm identifying with Pride for the first time. I'm very straight passing, so I'm getting used to thinking of myself as a part of the Rainbow Mafia.
The Rainbow, the Alphabet Mafia, someone on TikTok was like the Liga Biga Tigga or something. Like they read it, all the numbers, all the letters together. Yeah. And I was like,
But Target took away my collection. I was like all excited to go support rainbow capitalism and they just took it away.
Right? Like we already are like, okay, side eye, but still very cute. And I am so disappointed in them because I heard also that a lot of the stuff that was created was by a small artist.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm like, you were doing a great thing there. At least, you know, the best that capitalism can be is when you at least support small businesses. And then you get these freaking nut jobs going in, getting mad about a goddamn rainbow on a shirt. God. You say, well, they're indoctrinating our kids.
Meanwhile, as we're going to talk about here in just a moment.
True indoctrination.
You do not need to worry about Target Any, Pride collection.
Yeah, with your the kids. Outside world, a song, a Beyonce concert. Please, those are the least of your worries in indoctrinating your children.
Yes. And they had some cute, my friend Kim, shout out to Kim, friend of the podcast. She Kim! Listens. She was texting me about how funny you are. So there you go. She got this fabulous rainbow like button up, and it was like a less bright rainbow, so mm-hmm. it took you a second to like register it as something Pride, mm-hmm. but it was so cute, and I was like, God damn it, Target.
A damn shame.
I know.
These people.
I know.
I'm like, why aren't y'all pressing charges against people literally going in and destroying your displays? Like, destruction of property.
Having a temper tantrum, like...
These big grown people toddler. Are like, ah! Or have you seen those people on TikTok that have been like, it's just not even Pride related, just in the regular section, the boys' clothes, they have colors. They're not all like dark blue and black. And they're like, look what they're trying to do. What are these? They're dinosaurs in different colors. Oh, well, it's a pink, like some maybe some pink-ish, peaches, salmon-colored shorts, a dinosaur top. Like, they're clothes for kids. Have also, you watched children's programming? There's colors.
Have you never been to a beach in South Carolina? Men wear salmon shorts.
Come on. What is it? Vineyard vines?
Yes.
Chubbies?
That Eric Murdoch?
Let's be real.
Alec, whatever his name was.
Alec Murdoch. They yeah. love pastels on their shorts, little whales and stuff. Mm-hmm. Come on. I'm so sick of it.
I know.
But well, happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Will this be out?
This will be coming out in July. Peek behind okay. the curtain. I think you guys have realized this. We're not trying to be a current events. That no. we may talk about current events. We're not. This comes out late because yeah. the way that you get consistent content from us is for us to have a nice little buffer built in so yeah. that we don't have to stress about it.
No, life's already stressful.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's real like in case you missed it.
Yeah, exactly. This is
or
us.
Like, you want to hear another because look. If I'm really interested in something, I will try to gobble up everything about it. I'm like, ooh, another video?
So that you can pinpoint the exact week we were talking about this. Case in point, the submarine takeover of TikTok. That was all. There was only like four facts known, and yet I had TikTok after TikTok after TikTok reacting to those same four facts.
And I watched 99% of those TikToks. I did.
As did I.
I had a good laugh. Mm-hmm.
The memes are still coming, and I welcome them.
The people who are like, everyone is so insensitive about them. Like, the only person I feel bad for is the 19-year-old who didn't want to go.
Period.
And his dad made him go.
Period. Because it was Father's Day, and he guilted him into it. Yeah.
Rest in the sea.
Rest in peace to that kid and only that kid.
Yeah. The rest of them, I don't give a damn. They didn't give a damn about me. When people are like, it could be your family. But no, literally, it could not.
It could not. Not only do we not have the funds, we're not dumb enough for that.
No.
Like, that's a literal nightmare. That's nightmare fuel, what they were paying $250 million or whatever it was to do.
On the floor of a tin can, jerry-rigged together from Camping World. And eat a remote bought off Amazon.
Did you
with
see?
Little screens, a sandwich, and a bottle of water?
Yeah.
No.
No.
$250,000?
Please.
This is supposed to be luxury.
Absolutely not. Did you see the new filter that just dropped on TikTok where it picks your controller?
Yeah. I love how it does not take people long. I've been having a good old time.
I have too.
Someone made a playlist. They were like, well, we already know this is about to be a Netflix documentary. So what is the soundtrack going to be? And they had like,
Aside from My Heart Will Go On.
They had Rolling in the Deep, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, SOS yeah. by Rihanna.
If I Die Young, maybe.
It's so good. Someone had No Air on there, of course. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
It's just, I don't know. And then I've also gotten to the point where then we're also getting like TikToks about those TikToks where they're analyzing it as a part of late stage capitalism. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting too. But it's been a
ride this week. Every day I would get up, I'm like, oh, let me get an update. And I had that thought. Did you see? I had the thought. I'm like, they're probably dead already. But the thing that they knew, or the Navy heard a boom or something, I'm just like, I don't know. When are we sending a bill to the estates of these people? Give them 30 days of mourning.
This is where, that's exactly why I feel like I can make jokes about it, because instead of my tax dollars going to, you know, feed the hungry, some portion, some millions of dollars of taxes went to find these five fools who are doing something that is unregulated, that they have fought to keep unregulated. So if you ain't going to regulate it by the government, why is the government coming to bail you out?
Heller. James Cameron told you it wasn't safe. You should listen. That man's been to the deepest parts of the globe. I don't know why, but he, you know, rich people do what rich people do. But he had an actual substantive, adequate something.
Yeah.
You said, oh, I like to take risk, obvi, and you paid for it. So, yeah, the tax thing, I'm like, you better not ask me for a goddamn dime from student loans. you better get out of my face.
So, rest in peace to that kid. The rest of them, I hope they're fish food. I know that makes me a bad person, and I'm okay with that.
Mm, yeah, they are. Scrapped,
and Russia's literally getting invaded right now. Anyway, you can tell exactly the week we're recording.
Once that popped up, I was like, okay, I am at, I can't. Right now, I got to scroll past. Sometimes I got to keep. I gotta be DeLulu and ignorant.
Some days I'm like, have you heard there's a rumor in St. Petersburg?
I can't keep up all the time. That's where we are.
But even though this came out a couple months ago, when you're hearing this, it's fresh in our minds. Mm-hmm. Jess, what are we talking about today?
So the documentary, the four-parter on Amazon Prime called Shiny Happy People. Because I kept calling it like shiny happy things or something, whatever.
It's a reference to the REM song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoops. So I feel like the majority of people, if you're on the internet at all, at least know of the Duggar family. They had the show on TLC called 19 Kids and Counting. And I will go ahead and speak my shame to the internet that I have watched the Duggars since their first special, when they were like 12 or 14 kids and counting, when they just had a special.
I remember that.
I watched it. They had like a couple specials before they actually got a show. And then I think the show started at 16 kids and counting. And then they changed it as she had children. The last one was 19 kids and counting, counting on, which we can get to. But they're a big old fundamentalist Christian family in Arkansas. And the mother literally had birthed naturally, as we know, as much as we know, 19 human children's.
And a couple of miscarriages in there too.
Yes.
What was your impression of them pre your brain being fully developed, because that's how long they've been on our screens. And also pre finding out everything, the things that we're going to discuss.
So I'm not even going to try to calculate how old I was when that started. No, but I always thought it was strange. So like growing up, my family went to church a couple times a year, like Easter, around Christmas, whatever. I always dreaded it. And then it wasn't until I got into high school that my mom was like, let's go regularly. And I was like, are you serious? You're trying to snatch my Sundays from me now? So watching it, I was just like, I don't get it. Because at first they did, I don't know if this is correct, they either were going to a church and then they started their own home church, or the other way around. I forgot which way.
I think that's right. I think that they started going to a church.
And then they had so many, they were like, well, we might as well have church at home. So I've always thought it was strange, because I've just never been that religious in my life or known anyone at that point who had been that religious, and just that amount of children. 14, they were living in like, when they started, like a regular three-bedroom,
a regular, degular split level.
I'm like, it looked like a hostel in there. All of them got bunk beds. So just totally like
right.
Confused, but also, as most people, and why it was so successful, just like intrigued. Like, mm-hmm. I can't stop watching because this is so strange. Because they're matching outfits they used to wear, the hair, and they just looked a mess. And I just was like, wow, I can't stop watching. I'm so intrigued. And then, you know, always thought they were weird. It got weirder, and as they grew up, I was always like, something's going to happen. Something's going to come out because you cannot have this many people and nothing is awry. Nothing's happening. Like, there are some skeletons there. I just didn't know what it was going to be. And I was not shocked when it was Josh.
I will say, even when because my original feelings about them, because I was very religious at the time I first started watching them, was like, okay, I think this is extreme and it's not my version of Christianity, but like, if you're following what you think God wants you to do and like, you can afford to have all these kids, which, spoiler, it seems like they couldn't prior to the show, but whatever, that's fine. But even then, Josh gave me the ick. I was like, there's something weird about your round golf ball head that is creeping me out.
It was very round. Yeah, just when he would talk, and then when he was doing the courtship with Anna, and I was just like,
That was disgusting. Even at the time, I was like, this is one of the grossest things I've ever seen.
It just made me feel icky. Like,
the way they would like molest each other's hands.
It's just like, because they can't, of course, if you've never watched this. So they don't date, they don't kiss before marriage, you don't have boyfriend, girlfriends. Their courtship is basically dating with intention to marry. Mm-hmm. Basically, their parents are like
arranging marriages,
and you're going to get married to them. But
yeah,
they'll tell you marriage. They've been praying on it, and God talked to their heart. And Joshua is just, you know, I think they met at, because a lot of these families are in the same circle they follow, which also the documentary is also largely about IBLP, which. Sweet Jesus.
The Institute of Training Basic Life Principles?
Something like that.
Sure.
Ish. Which is a big umbrella, and they have all these different programs and businesses under it, one being ATI or AIT or something, like a big homeschool program. So they met at a homeschool conference. Josh and Anna, the worst proposal I think I've ever seen in my life.
At like a Benihana's with balloons or something.
You upgraded a Benihana's. No, that was like a local Gator Bite spot in Florida with t-shirts and khaki shorts they were wearing.
Oh my God. So bad. And I found out probably from Fundy Fridays or something like that, which we should mention, side note, both Jess and I knew probably a lot of the things in this documentary already because we are followers of Fundy Fridays and channels like that. But somebody mentioned that Anna's family was super poor, which I think like adds to the ickiness of the dynamic, because mm-hmm. I think they were looking at the Duggars as like a way to like marry into a more mm-hmm. successful family or something.
Yeah. I don't know how many siblings she had.
I think several, like more than normal.
Seven-ish. And definitely, because they weren't living a high life. Was her dad a minister?
He was doing like prison ministry, which actually the documentary did make me connect, because it mentioned that they had a prison ministry mm-hmm. under IBLP. So I wonder if he was one of their staff ministers or something.
Interesting. Yeah. IBLP is wild, which is run by this dude who doesn't look real. He looks like, I'm like, is he AI generated? Like, I don't know. He just looks fake to
Type in generic old white man trying to not look like a sexual predator. That is what AI would generate.
Yes. And his name is Bill Gothard. And yeah, he's kind of like the ringleader of all of this.
Yeah.
All their things. So they have the homeschool part where they have these homeschool programs. I say with quotations because them churns was learning nothing.
Oh my God.
But I creation was glad. Stories.
We got a lot more details about those booklets, and I could have had two full episodes just walking us through the curriculum.
Wisdom yeah, booklet.
The wisdom booklets. I could have had a solid 2 hours just hitting everything in those wisdom booklets, because whenever they would show us something, it was wackadoo.
And okay, this is something I was confused, because they made it sound like they would go through the booklets and then the next year start over. Did they have different booklets, or were they just reading the same things over every year?
Oh, I missed that detail.
I'm hoping there were different like grade levels, but
well, that does lend to the idea that it's like truly indoctrination / brainwashing if you're just like getting the same thing drilled into you over and over again.
Because most of these Fundy families. Fundy, short for fundamentalist. Our home, they do homeschool, and you know, most of them are probably not qualified to teach. And so, of course, they are teaching creation because, you know, God created the universe. And they're almost like, do they even learn? I don't, what did they say? They said something ridiculous about like there's more. Ooh, I can't remember. I texted it to my friend, but they said just some ridiculous thing. I think about Hitler. And I was like, if you knew history, you would say something stupid like that. Like there is, oh, I can't remember.
It was some kind of like Holocaust denial, I think, which I know you guys will be shocked to hear.
What?
Or maybe it's like the number of babies who've been aborted are fewer than the Holocaust or more than the Holocaust. I don't know. It was something really grim.
Yes.
So here's a question for you, Jess. When you were in school, was there a specific lesson about when sexual assault actually counts as sexual assault?
No.
When you were a fourth grader?
No. Indeed not. And neither was there, if you were sexually assaulted, think about what you did for this to happen.
And actually be grateful for it, because it's an opportunity for you to be forgiving and to grow. And
grow in your faith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't have that lesson. I missed that class.
I missed that one too. The quote unquote law of crying out. I literally gasped because I missed that detail somehow before this documentary. And I was like, you have a literal lesson plan about the law of crying out to say if it's grape or not. Like, good Lord.
And they would be like, if something happened, he'd be like, well, what were you wearing? What were you doing? Like, were you sitting? At some point, who was it? It was someone who, I think later in the episodes, someone who had been assaulted or raped. Mm-hmm. And it was something about the brother. It was basically something like the brother. They asked him what could have caused him to do this. And he was saying stuff. And they basically were like, okay, well, he can't change his siblings' diapers if they're a girl. And I'm like, hold the phone.
This became like a policy.
I'm floored at anyone who has an attraction to children. It's disgusting. But you can't change a baby's diaper without it causing you impure thoughts or wanting, you are scum. That is just,
well, and like, I think part of what they're making the argument for, and as we were discussing, I think that there's some evidence to support this, is that if you are so repressed in your sexuality, I think it does cause your sexuality to grow in perverted ways, because it's like these, they don't even have language to talk about like their own body parts,
no,
much less the gender that they are attracted to if it's the opposite gender. And so like it creates this hyper fixation on anything having to do with those body parts, even if it's towards a baby or a child. Like, I do think there's something to this idea of like, by making it so taboo, you are essentially fostering an environment of secrecy, shame, and like predation, as it's like this little plant that they're trying to keep in a box, but like the tendrils of it are coming out of the box and like going under the ground and coming up other places instead of growing the way that it was meant to.
It's awful.
It's so sad.
But I will say my biggest critique, I guess, of the documentary was, I thought it was going to just focus on the Duggars, but also speak about IBLP. And I think that it definitely still speaks about the Duggars, but it starts to speak about IBLP more, which I still think is important. I don't know if they plan to do any more episodes, but I still feel like there was a lot about the Duggars we did not get into, and I was ready for, I was like, oh no, there's more. But they focus on IBLP because it is kind of, like, I knew a good amount, but like kind of like their whole...
I learned a lot more about it.
What was it called? The Joshua generation or something. Mm. Basically their plan to, you know, raise up these kids to go into politics and everything. Cause really their whole principle around it is it's a quiverful movement. Like, I forgot what scripture it is. Something about blessed is somebody whose quiver is full, or send your kids.
Yeah. Blessed are the children of your youth because they will be like a quiver full of arrows.
Yeah.
In your age or something. I don't know.
Because, of course, you know, they want all these Christians to rise up and take back America. So,
because it was great. In case you guys weren't aware, America apparently was great 100 mm-hmm. years ago. No mm-hmm. changes, no edits.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
And it's a good Christian nation. We need to get back to that. And I mean, it's terrifying. And not all of these people were necessarily part of this Joshua generation thing, or maybe they were. But when you look at politics now and all of the things that they're trying to do and all the nutbags that are somehow in positions of power mm-hmm. in America, and you're like, so IBLP definitely is, the documentary shows just how wide a net it cast. And didn't they have like workshops or like these different things in different countries mm-hmm. too? Because of course, you know, missionary work.
Ruining other people's cultures since
forever.
A very long time ago.
Because the Duggars also on their show also would go do missionary work. IBLP has their like fake military within their thing called like Alert Academy.
That was, I didn't know about that. That was
giving me
scary as fuck. It's very Hitler Youth. Yeah.
It's, and I know a lot aesthetic. Of the Duggar boys have gone through that program. And they, because there's been like, you know, natural disasters in like Haiti and Honduras mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I've seen them and the Bates, who is another big Fundy family.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys who, because for some reason, they all have enough money to learn to fly planes. A lot of the Duggar boys and the Bates boys, and so them, and they're, since they're trained in Alert Academy, go down there and save the day. They don't. I don't know. I guess I'm not being coherent or going in order. No, it's just a lot.
It's just, there's so many things to process. Like, it's like the Alert Academy, that was really shocking to me. I had not heard about that before. Oh God, what else? Oh, do you know what I thought was interesting? I found out about this on TikTok. I saw a lot of things about this on TikTok, actually, mm-hmm. About this documentary in general, including when the trailer dropped on TikTok, Jess and I cross sent them to each other. Like, if you looked in our messages, we had each just sent one being like, ooh, like this is coming. But one thing I saw, so it features Jimmy and Bobby Holt, who are the parents of the girl that Josh Duggar originally was supposed to marry before he, we haven't actually even gotten into what he did.
Mm-mm.
I'll let you tell the full, but let's just say he assaulted his sisters and they were essentially trying to like hold her over him as like a carrot to behave, of like, once, if you can behave, then you're going to get married to this girl and then you can do whatever you want with her.
And they weren't going
to
say anything about what Josh did until after they were married.
Yeah. Which was that, I don't think I'd known that detail. And I thought that was like very disgusting.
Flabbergasted when I heard that.
And Michelle, and when Bobby referred to it as molestation, Michelle like freaked out.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
It's like, what is it? A misstep?
That's like the nicest word for it.
Yeah. Honestly. And can we pause and just, Michelle's voice drives me up a wall because she doesn't raise her voice.
No.
She only talks like this.
And it's not fake at all.
Uh-uh.
It's definitely exactly how she's always spoken.
Forever.
Yeah.
And she's just like, okay, what? That's not what we do. Sit down.
Okay, baby. I know that you trust me, but I'm about to hit you because you reached for a toy.
blanket. Yeah. Oh my God. There's so much.
But okay, so Jimmy and Bobby Holt, though, apparently, so in the documentary, they are sitting together and they are still looking pretty like together. Yes. Turns out she just got a restraining order for 10 years.
I was like,
against him, against for her and her son, her youngest son. And that is not one that it's apparently not the kind of restraining order that they just grant. You have to have like a bench trial to get it approved. So like he, I guess, I mean, it's not surprising given the culture, but like, in addition, he's also a piece of shit. Yeah. Like on top of
like, you know, some of the people you interviewed, there was extra there, like Paul and Morgan. But
did they actually interview them?
They did.
Okay, that was in the part that I have not seen then, because I just saw
I think they're in the last one. They're the worst. But yeah, they did interview them, and then they, of course, went on their YouTube and they're like, they only use this much of our interview. Like, duh.
Well, why? Also, like, did you say something great that we all would have loved?
They had nothing good to add. Stupid. But also, why did her mama spell Jimmy or Bobby like that? It's like Bob I.
Bob I. Which, with the accent, maybe. Bye bye. Bye bye. Sorry. Whenever someone says Bobby, I think of Whitney Houston going, Bobby.
Rest in peace, Queen.
I know. But yeah, okay. So, anyway, sorry. That's a side note. Like, he's a piece of shit, too. Mm-hmm. But they ultimately helped Josh be in prison. But do you, okay, yeah, backing up.
He testified at the trial.
He did.
Okay, backing up to.
What did, like, let's just get into Josh's, the folder of disgustingness that is Josh and his golf ball head.
Now, we have spoken about some triggering things, but.
This is the most triggering thing we have ever talked about on this show, I think.
So Josh Duggar is the firstborn of the 19, and of course, first married. He currently has six or seven children of his own. Mm-hmm. His wife, Anna, like we said, comes from a fundamentalist family. So when he was a teenager, 14, 15, maybe, of course, he has a lot of sisters. He molested them. So what they say happened was that he would go into their room when they were sleeping and just like touch their naughty bits over their clothes.
It's very insinuated in this documentary, which we'd always kind of suspected, that a lot more than that happened. Mm-hmm. But they, at least the part I saw, they never get into details, which I think is fine. Like it's clear from, what's her name?
Jill.
Mm-hmm. Jill's reaction that they never wanted this to get out. And like the victims are the ones who should get to dictate how much we know about that. So mm-hmm. like, but I think essentially what they establish or insinuate in this documentary is that
it was
the Duggars were not truthful about what actually happened.
Which would track because, of course, they had this show after this happened and they didn't say anything. And so when this happened, I forgot how, apparently he confessed, you know, because he was like, oh, I've been done a bad thing.
But and I thought in the documentary they implied that he didn't actually confess, that he got caught.
Oh, maybe.
By but who? I may have misunderstood.
Because there were different, because then also Amy. Cousin Amy.
Yeah, let's talk about her at some point.
So Jim Bob has a sister, just one sister. They come from a very regular family, still Christian, but just him and his sister. His sister growing up in that oppression was like, well, she had a daughter, which I think out of wedlock, maybe, or I don't think she ever was married. Not to my knowledge. But she was like, I'm going to let my daughter do what she does. So like Amy still was very Christian, but she could date. She could kiss boys. She wore short skirts. She
seemed pretty normal.
You know, she was fun cousin Amy. Like she would be like, love y'all, but I'm going to do regular stuff. And they would be like, Amy's crazy. And then she said something like Jill had woken up and like hit him one time. So I'm like, well, what is it?
It's something. Yeah. So many thoughts kept passing through my mind when you said that. First of all, I agree that it seems like Amy is normal comparatively. Mm-hmm. Her husband, I felt like, was such a welcome addition to this. Like he was so sassy.
He was like, what? Yeah, I wanted him to talk more.
Yeah, I liked him. And then also, do you remember, so like they're talking in the first episode about how like they do come from these kind of normal families. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, what the fuck are you doing having all of these kids? And yeah. There's a clip of them bringing, you know, baby like 18 to meet grandpa. And then just deadpan, like, non-reaction. He's just like, he had probably more of a reaction seeing a stranger's puppy that day than he did to meeting his new grandchild.
He's like, what? Okay, another one. Another white blob. What do I care?
I don't care. Like,
yes, he was so unimpressed. And like, really, please get this out of my face.
Yeah.
But yeah, she said she was like, that her parent or grandparents were like, why are you having all of these children? Because like, they didn't come from those families. Michelle came from a regular family. She was a cheerleader. She had dated before she met Jim Bob. Mm-hmm. Did her mother recently pass? Because I know when you would see some of her family, I think she had like an adopted black sister. Like, they were definitely way, you know, different.
Probably still conservative, but not. Yeah, not.
She met
like
Jim
that.
Bob, and they like went to church or something. And he spent like 4 hours talking to her about God. And I was like, I literally would just, I don't know what I would, I don't know. I'd be like, someone shoot me. 4 hours, and you know,
this white man talking at me about.
Yeah. And she was like, and that made her want to change her ways, and so
it made me realize that the life I'd been living was just not pleasing to the Lord.
That is eerily similar. It is so spot on, because they at first were using birth control, and then they said that caused them to have a miscarriage, and so they're like, never again.
Which,
and
spoiler. Then, just to not spread their misinformation.
Did not.
It's not true. Like, that's not.
But they're, so all of, so them, a lot of their children, a lot of people in this are basically, their child rearing plan is to have as many children as God decides or God allows.
Yeah.
Hmm. And so what were we talking about? I forgot. Oh, already.
We were talking about Josh. So Josh, assaults his sisters, and it sounds like maybe a babysitter.
Yeah.
Some third party. Least,
wasn't it five total? It was like four sisters.
Several.
Which, if you look at the age, it has to be Jill, Jessa. Well, we know it's Jill, Jessa.
We know Jill and Jessa, because they eventually are like, oh, that was so sad.
Paraded out by their parents.
Yeah, to be like, forgive him. Kelly. It's fine. And like, watching Jill process the like trauma of her parents essentially forcing her to do that was so sad. Yeah. But anyway, it's at least those two, and probably whichever other.
Joy and Jana are the only other who would be old enough at that age. But yeah, and probably. I think they mentioned someone outside of the siblings.
I think like maybe someone from their church or like a babysitter or
family
something.
Friend.
Yeah.
So I forgot how did Bobby and Jim find out? That part I can't remember, because so apparently Josh has found out or he confesses, whatever. And Jim Bob, does he tell?
I think
Jim Holt?
Michelle, if I'm remembering rightly, one of them told someone else in their church who then was like, the fuck, and told the Holtz of like, hey, just so you know, the person that you've like arranged for your daughter to marry is out here touching on his little sisters.
Yeah. And so they end up going to the police station, Jim Bob and Josh, and the sheriff or the officer, whoever there, gives him a stern talking to. And then,
you a bad boy, Josh. You bad. No, no, don't do that.
You better tighten it up. And then he goes to like something, IBLP.
And that man eventually is in prison for being a child predator. Just fun full circle moment.
Basically the same thing as Josh. And they kind of say that he's gone to rehab, but he's basically just in one of their fundy things, like version of Habitat for Humanity or something.
Yeah, he had to help build a house, and that apparently cured him.
Strengthened his character, and it never happened again.
Yeah. I will say, both the Holtz mentioned this and someone else did, that like, they really did him a disservice by doing that. And I guess like, I thought about that, but like, I kind of fucking hate him, so I don't think about it that way. Yeah. But I don't, like, I'm not sure what all could have been done for him at that point, but like we'll never know because they did not get him. He was their child and he did not get the help he needed at that point to potentially divert away from that
path. I think the only thing would be, because I'm not saying like locking him up, I don't think that's going to be helpful like a juvenile. He needed like therapy from a
intensive
therapist to figure out, you know, and I don't know if that would have helped because he would go back into that same environment, but building a house and getting a talking to from another predator obviously didn't help. So fast forward, of course, this came out later and the show ended up getting canceled, the 19 Kids and Counting. But of course, you know, Anna is standing by her man and Jim Bob, the father, needs that coin because TLC also had helped them build this new big house. And he has other things. Like he was a U.S. representative for maybe 2 years. He has car lots. He has different, their whole thing. They're very like, what's that name? Dave Ramsey, kind of like, we only buy what we have. We don't do credit, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe we'll do a deep dive on him one day because talk about a piece of shit.
Yes, let's write that down. And so Jim Bob, of course, is like money. Speaking of money, because I'm going to keep getting side derailed, another fucked up thing about this whole thing is how, like, obviously all the children were exploited because they were on TV so much of their, like, formative years growing up.
Like, definitionally, it seems to me they were exploited.
And all the money went, anytime they were signing a contract, it was to him. Even once those kids were adults, all the money went to him.
Yeah. And so he did not pay them a dime.
Nope. Then they bring the show back in a new iteration, and it's kind of called Counting On with Jill and Jessa. So by this time the news has come out, two of the older girls, Jill and Jessa, are married. They've started families. So they're like, we're going to focus on the older kids and like them raising their families and getting married, having children, whatever, because we can't have Josh and we don't want to focus on Jim Bob and Michelle, even though they pop up.
Yeah, because basically every time they're on screen with their small children, viewers are going to be wondering if somebody else is preying on them.
Mm-hmm. And so Anna is still on there, and I struggle so much for Anna, who again is Josh's wife, because she came from the same kind of background. So of course she's been brainwashed her whole life, because I know she's indoctrinated, and really if she did this IBLP course, I know she don't know much because they don't really learn anything. She has no skills. She's only been a daughter, and then she went straight to being she got married and had children.
She knows the law of crying out. She can correctly circle what, you know, what clothing is revealing in a workbook, but like she doesn't have marketable skills.
No. And so she's stuck, but
also she makes it very hard to feel bad for her.
Yes. So Josh, of course, that's not it. But he ends up they move to DC because he ends up in some Republican
think tank about like bring family values back. Like,
no, abortion, bad families. Yes. And then while he's there and Counting On is still on there, when there was the Ashley Madison breach, which was the website which is set up for people to cheat if you were married. And his information was leaked because he had been cheating on his wife with a sex worker who said that he was very aggressive and it felt almost like she was being raped because of how it was with it was him.
Like violent.
So there you have that. And then
which gets like that derails him all over again.
Yes. And then he goes back home to Arkansas. And then the latest thing with this piece of garbage is like in 2019, 2020, there was like an FBI raid on the car lot that he was working on. Flash forward, this nasty mofo who, because of his prior transactions, his adventures, his dilly-dallying, there is something called Covenant Eyes, some computer software essentially, where you put it on their computer and somebody has access to that so they can see everything you do on your computer. And he found a workaround and was like, oh, I'm gonna go over here. And he was I can't remember how much, but he had a lot of child
sexual
images and videos on his computer for children as young as like infants,
babies,
like months,
like,
old.
And he like had partitioned his computer. And apparently it wasn't necessarily a huge volume of it compared to some cases, mm-hmm. but the severity of the material was among the worst that the person who had to look at all of that garbage had ever seen.
Because there's a video that I had heard of before.
Oh, let's not even. Yeah.
Because obviously so I've never seen it, but I have heard of before in other true crime circles.
Yes.
That he had.
It's like a notorious video, and mm-hmm. it's just. The worst thing you can imagine is basically what this video is to a baby.
And he has babies of his own. Literally, when he was in
yes, when he trial, was arrested,
his yeah. wife was pregnant with their seventh baby.
Yeah. And oh, I highly recommend Emily D. Baker's coverage of that because I think she did a really good job of breaking down like what the indictment is and like how they calculate some of the like time served and all of that. And like how they prove that it was him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was very interesting.
Because they had obviously, you know, IPs and whatever in the computer and the password because he tried to say, oh, that was someone else, but they like yeah. they had the passwords and the passwords were all like the same and had like his birthday yeah. in it.
Like the same password for like his bank account and it yeah. was like Josh and his birthday or whatever.
1989. Like come on, sir. And yeah. yeah, so trying to blame that and because I think they had to prove like receipt of as well. Like he
yeah.
and like viewing. But there was something with every time it was accessed, they also had like text messages and stuff like placing mm-hmm. him there where he would be like, oh, I'm gonna be late home from work.
Meanwhile, this is what he's doing at work.
And Anna, she said, I'm going to stick by him. She was walking into court with him every day.
And it's like, on the one hand, what else can she do?
Yeah.
But on because the other hand. Because
her family doesn't have money. So she has to stay with the Duggars. She doesn't have any. So because she's living with them.
Yeah.
And her children are living with the Duggars. And I mean, they really have nowhere else to go. So I guess even if she didn't want to go, she would have to go because. Well, I don't think Michelle was going, but Jim Bob was there.
Yeah. He tried to testify, and eventually his like testimony was ruled inadmissible because like he kept saying he couldn't remember things.
I don't remember. Yeah. Oh, so you don't remember about the abuse your son did to your daughter?
Daughters? You don't remember that? You don't remember anything about when your when four of your daughters were abused? You just don't remember that. Oh, okay.
Convenient.
Yeah. But he so it's hard to feel bad for her but like, where else is she going to go? He was convicted. It was proven beyond a reasonable doubt. I think it is fair to say, I know that's the definition of him being convicted, but anybody who paid any attention was like, oh, he's guilty, guilty. Like, this is not one of those, like Alex Murdaugh, where you're like, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of a weird motive. And I mean, like, I get how they convicted, but, you know, there's room to no, like, this is like one of those, like, open, shut.
It was just really what the sentencing would be, which I still think. Now, I have a complex feeling with the industrial prison complex and all that. Not for people like him. But I just am always flabbergasted and floored at the different sentences, minimums, and maximums for things because
oh, yeah.
there are people in prison for longer. What did he get, 12 years? 10 it's, or 12?
I think 12.
Which I don't know if he's even going to serve all that.
Oh, I think he will because he just, did you hear about like the phone situation?
No.
He got busted with a cell phone and they're pretty sure Anna gave it to him while she was visiting him. So he got put in solitary and like, I think they're going to move him or something or like, I don't know. So I think he's
going to kids to visit him.
Oh yeah. She was taking the kids. Yeah. She was taking the kids to visit him. I think I was also watching a stream on Growing Up in Scientology about the Danny Masterson sentence. Mm-hmm. And it was a dude who was a bank robber who spent time in federal prison. And he was explaining like what happens to child predators there. Mm-hmm. And there is no chance that he is not going to get essentially like abuse. What happens is, well, there's that, but like there's a culture in prison in the federal prison system where like, if you are a white guy, it's very based on race. Apparently it was a very interesting interview, but like, if you're a white guy, who's like a long-term guy, if you want to be in good with the rest of the white guys, if you don't assault a child predator on site, and get him like so hurt they have to move him somewhere else, you'll be in trouble with the rest of the gang. So like basically what he was explaining is child predators or like sexual predators in general get like assaulted over and over again. And every time that happens, you're in trouble as much as the person who hurt you because they can't prove who started it.
Oh, that's a bad time.
Eventually he's going to get somebody. Yeah. Eventually somebody's going to hurt him and he's going to get more time at it. Probably.
Oh, darn.
Anyway, that was a very interesting interview. I'll try to remember to link it.
Oh, darn.
Yeah.
Too bad. All of her taking those kids up there is so disgusting, but seriously, there are people who get like, granted, it is armed robbery or like grand larceny, but they'll get like 20, well, 25, 50. I'm like,
you've got to be kidding me. You're talking about somebody who's touching on kids and they're getting the same sentence as somebody who like has tax evasion.
I know. Speaking of tax, because I'm like, I'm trying to think, did he get longer than the Chrisleys?
That's what I was just thinking.
Less than the Chrisleys?
Like, yeah.
Rewind at the same time.
Close listeners of the podcast, let us know in the comments if you remember who got a longer sentence, the Chrisleys or Josh Duggar.
Because it's absurd. But that's where he is now. And of course, there have been people in his family, and by people, I mean Amy and Jill.
Yeah.
And now I didn't. Ginger. I forgot Ginger was also one of the older girls.
Yeah. I think several of the older girls. Or, no, it's mixed, but there are several of them who've made some kind of statement indicating, like, I watched the trial and this was the right sentence, and it makes me really sad, but it was the right sentence.
I think Joy did make a statement, because I think they went to court maybe once, or maybe not. Joy definitely did. Jill, I think that Ginger and Jeremy made a statement.
I think so. Some of the older ones.
The older girls. I don't know if the older boys...
Well, which is the one who's been running for public office? Jebediah, maybe?
Because there's a Jeb and a Jed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know. One of them came out and like either liked something or made a statement that made it seem like they were buying, or at least they were publicly standing with Josh. And I'm like, Yeah.
And so this is what this culture breeds, not like,
it's not an accident.
It's not a coincidence.
It's not like bad luck. It's like this entire ecosystem breeds this kind of abuse.
Yep. There were a lot of interviews from people who were in, you know, one of these families or under IBLP who have now left or distanced themselves and talking about, you know, getting married super young, having to have all these kids, all the different things they went through and struggling with.
Marital abuse, marital rape as like something that's taught.
That one lady who said on her wedding night three times.
It was so sad.
And some of them have, you know, suffered with substance abuse afterward and just different things. Cause I mean, I can't imagine what you do to cope after leaving. Cause one, it's probably just really hard to leave something that you've been in your whole life, but then also you're like dealing with whatever happened to you and now the outside world. So seeing that,
it was a lot. I think more about the IBLP was very interesting to understand, like how toxic and abusive that entire organization seems to be.
Women.
Well, and for men.
Yeah.
True. I mean, like, you know,
it is until they get older, and then even though they still experience abuse, then they become the position of power, and now they are now an abuser to their spouse and family. Yeah. It is, and the crazy thing, because of course everything is, you know, get married, have children. That Bill Gothard, this leader, has no children, has no wife.
Yeah.
I don't know if we came out and said this. His headquarters.
We haven't come out and said this, but yes, he was kicked out of this thing he founded because he was abusing women and children.
Yeah,
His brother, didn't they have like a whole thing about how he was like sending people to his brother to this creepy camp where he knew they were going to get abused?
Because it's almost like a lot of the parallels reminded me of fundamental Latter-day Saints, yes, where, you know, you get sent away to a certain place if you weren't falling in line. And then, of course, with, like, the dress, because, like, mm-hmm. and the Duggars have, a lot of the older girls you see online, they now wear pants, which is so revolutionary, because growing up, they could only wear skirts. They had to keep their hair long. One thing that creeped me out was Jill was like, our dad liked our hair long. And I was like,
that creeped me out too. I was like, that is...
And they used to perm the hell out of that hair. Woof, used to be so crunchy.
Which is because of Gothard. I didn't realize that.
Curly hair.
Yes, when they said that, I was like, oh, that's why they have this crunchy, disgusting perm. Like, bad curls. Curls are great. I have curly hair. These were gross.
And they used weird. So crunchy, so crispy.
Yeah, these were like 80s perms.
Like, yeah, we can't cut our hair. And so... so much under that. But yeah, he's not affiliated with that anymore. I think they just sell their wisdom booklets still, mm-hmm. but they still have still a lot of hair. Yeah.
Though unfortunately. It sounds like the Duggars are kind of now the de facto leaders is what it seems like. So I think that's very interesting because it accumulated a lot of money from selling those booklets and stuff. So
yeah. And I also know, so what's his name? Gil Bates, who's the father of the Bates family. I think they had like 17 or 18 kids. I thought he was working for IBLP. I don't know if he still is, but I know he was on some board or something at some point. And I don't know if they talked about this in the episode parts you watched, but then they started talking about how it's kind of transformed and not necessarily just IBLP, but just they started talking about like Christian influencing overall, like how many of them are online, like Paul and Morgan and Girl Undefined and all of these things. And they're basically becoming influencers, but they're like, you know, pushing this Christian narrative of a woman's place is, you know, under her man. Cause what do they have? Their umbrella? It's like God, your husband, and then, like, you or something?
Yeah, it's like God, but it's really God, the leaders of this church, the husband, the wife, the kids.
Mm-hmm. And so, which I think Christian influencing, one, just seems hypocritical to me, and I hate it so much, especially. Now, Jill does some things, but Ginger and Jeremy... that grift, they're killing me because no pastor who's just there for the Lord and the people in Los Angeles is making as much money as they are to be living in this big old house and buying all this stuff and flying. I'm like,
I mean, the grift. The grift is real.
Yeah. And I don't want to read her book. And I have to take a step back because I don't know what it's like to grow up in that environment and something so long, because I'm like, I want Jill and Ginger have been the ones who've like done the most, I guess, outside of like they were wearing pants. Jill got a nose ring. They've like cut and dyed their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved. Most of them stay in Arkansas, which Jill is in Arkansas, but they don't live because they're Jill and Derek, her husband, are on the outs with the family. Something else I didn't like that they didn't bring up was basically they let Derek get away with saying they're trying to get money from Jim Bob, like trying to ask because they were in like Guatemala or something doing their mission work and they had to come back to Arkansas to film. And so they were asking about being paid because there was a really shady thing that Jim Bob did right before Jill's wedding. So of course she's not focused
like,
on stuff.
The night before, like as in the night before the wedding.
Had this thing on the table, had everybody signing.
So like, hey guys, on your way to the rehearsal, sign this on your way out the door.
And it was basically saying for the rest of your life, anything you do, all this money is going today.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, we're trying to like, are you going to pay us? And he's like, what do you want? Like $10 an hour. That's what they said.
Yeah.
But they're basically saying like they went their separate ways from the family and that's why they get caught up. And that's how the show ended. And it's like, no, the show ended because, or they got kicked off the show before it ended because Derek was making transphobic comments online about Jazz Jennings.
That's right.
And other just, you know, insensitive statements. But it's like, I think that's why TLC let you go because they're on the same network.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, you want to give some credit. Like, it's hard because it's a balance of it's yes and. Yes, mm-hmm. they're they're victims, really, I think, of child abuse, yes, pretty clearly. And, you know, people are allowed to respond to that in a lot of different ways. And they are still very conservative people who believe some, like, really harmful things, even if it's not as extreme as what they come from.
They still aren't like, woo, we love the gays. It's still like, that's wrong. Marriage is between a man and woman.
But now I'm not going to be like actively hateful towards them. I'm just going to personally think it's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like baby steps, but like.
Which, and so I get frustrated because I'm like, how do you look at this? And you're not like all the way out. But, you know, there are people who are like, I was in something like this. It takes a long time.
It does take, I think, a long time.
I'm just going to. But I, because when, it's funny, because when I used to watch the show, when it was still 19 Kids and Counting, I always thought it would be Ginger. I thought she would be like the, because mm-hmm. she was like, I want to go into car detailing. I want to have my own business. Like, she was always like doing photography, going to car auctions with her brothers. Like, she wanted, like, they all would say these things about what they wanted to do, and none of them end up doing anything, of course, because they get married and they have children. That's their only. Mm-hmm. They don't go to college. They don't do a trade. I guess Jana does, like, kind of the most, because she does, like, home. But, I mean, she really just does it for the family. But she does really good at, like, interior design and stuff. But she
she stayed at home. She's unmarried. And apparently that's, like, a thing in this world where, like, you want to keep one of the daughters once they're raised, like, at home helping taking care of the little ones.
Yep. So Jana's just, of course, there's a lot of theories online that maybe she's gay and that her bestie Laura is her partner, which, I mean, I would love. I would watch that show. But
I would watch the hell out of that.
She's at home, you know, protecting or raising. Speaking of raising, the buddy system is so disgusting in these.
Parentification.
Because there's no way two people, and, you know, Jim Bob ain't doing much child rearing. No. One person can take care of that many kids. So once she had the older kids and then started having the younger ones, and the older girls, because the boys are not taking care of any children.
Yeah.
She was like, once they're past the nursing stage, like once she was done breastfeeding, she's like, okay, she assigned them basically to an older girl. And it was, she called it the buddy system.
To be their mom, basically. Yeah.
And so they had, like, literally it was like Jill, and then she has these five kids she takes care of, and they all had their different chores. Of course, the boys didn't.
No.
The girls are doing laundry, they're cooking, changing diapers, keeping
teaching
these kids
in school.
Yep, like, yep. They start teaching. The boys are?
Question mark?
Maybe at the car lot or something?
Yeah, maybe they're helping their dad work. I don't know, but it's parentification. And, like, we didn't even, I mean, there's so much to cover here. Maybe we'll have to do another deep dive at some point, because I wouldn't be surprised if this gets a season two. But I mean, like, also just like all of the corporal punishment stuff with the pearls and the blanket training. And, like, they basically have this extremely physically abusive way of disciplining their kids that is, like, masked under the whole, like, spare the rod, spoil the child kind of mentality. And I mean, like, I don't agree with hitting kids ever, like, spanking any of that. I mean, I don't have kids, but also, like, I just feel like it's weird to want to hit kids for any reason. But, like, even this isn't spanking. Like, this is not what we would call, like, normal corporal punishment. This is, like, beating children that are babies, even, like, infants.
At one point, because they asked Amy, like, did you witness this? And she was like, they would call it encouragement. So, like, they would go into a different room. It's like, do you need encouragement? And basically, you know, their version of what my mom would say back in the day, like, do you need me to take you outside?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you need me to take you outside?
Like, don't make me pull this car over. Don't make me, you know. Yeah.
That pinch right here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And she was, yeah. There's so much. And I think, I guess, as a person who has consumed so much of this, watch all the show I'm on, like, the subreddits, watching Fundy Fridays.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's more. But yeah, maybe there will be another one, because I'm sure this did really well. I feel like
it's been number one. Yeah, it's been number one on Amazon Prime for the last few weeks. And apparently they have, like, a shit ton of footage they didn't use. So, like, I think there's plenty for them to do more seasons. But yeah.
Yes. Oh, wait. One last thing I wanted to say was I was Of course, sad, you know, Jill and struggling. But one thing I found extremely disgusting was when they were talking about not wanting to, she did not want to film her birth. And they forced her to do that.
That was one of the things that upset me most in the whole thing. I thought like, that was so disgusting. I don't want
cameras in there. And they were like, well, you signed this little thing. Yeah. And even if you didn't know what you were signing, you signed it. And so they had to have like, you know, little cams to film themselves on the way. And they're in the hospital room. But she was like, you know, they had seen before Anna and on cam on the having her birth yeah. filmed. And they didn't want that. And they forced her to have her birth
filmed. It's so violating.
For money.
Literally at that moment, I thought, oh, I can't watch TLC stuff anymore. Like I'll watch stuff about it.
Yeah. But I don't think there's anything because, you know, obviously it's not the Learning Channel, but I think I stopped watching TLC a long time ago when it just, especially because, oh God,
that's the only one I'm like,
I need a spinoff on a different network.
I know.
But when I started noticing that the exploit with large families, because obviously it was John and Kate plus eight, they had the Duggars. I don't know if the Bates ever, maybe they had a special, but then their show was on a different network. There was the Plathville. So many people who were having, what did you say? I'm sorry.
Welcome to Plathville?
Yep.
That's on TLC, or I was, think so. Right?
Welcome to Plathville. There was another one, and the dad is in prison because he was a perv with the. Oh. There was like the family who were sure. doing music, and they had a bunch of kids. And then there were outdaughtered, like the people who kept doing like IVF and having all these multiples. And I was like, in my mind, are people trying now to have multiples so they can get a show? Because they had so many people having mm-hmm. quadruplets, six sextuplets and stuff.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm tired of watching this. Incentivizing people who are trying to have so many goddamn children.
Well, it's like that story really just, I mean, not that I didn't know this, but just in that moment, like it really clicked for me of like, oh, like these are evil. These are not like accidental bad producers making them do bad things. Like this is bad people.
Yeah. And you know, I'm sure Jim Bob could have stepped in there, but you know, he wouldn't. He's like, oh well for the ratings. Because at some point, it literally became, especially counting on, it was just someone's having a baby, someone's getting married. Or it was like someone's having a baby, someone entered a courtship, they got engaged, they're getting married, have a good baby, and repeat. That's all it was.
That's as all older it is.
Kids, all the kids stuff growing up. So that was like, well, we have to have it. This is our cash cow. And then I didn't realize that like Discovery had bought TLC and like mm-hmm. how much money, like the entire thing, like how much they had.
Yeah. Like it really like, I didn't connect that either, but Discovery is what it is today. Kind of on the backs of the Duggars mm-hmm. question mark. Is really, this like a butterfly effect?
They said, and the thing is like, it really brought a lot of people to the channels and that started, you know, them creating more content like this, but cause we were all, you know, just very like, what is this to the average person? Yeah. It's weird. And we're watching it. And so, yeah, that just really launched them into another bracket.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I hadn't thought about it that way. But they are like a huge conglomerate now. And there, I have some personal connections to that channel. I just realized I probably shouldn't get into, but anyway. Yeah. Anyway, like that was interesting to me just as like kind of a piece of business history of like potentially without the Duggars, we don't have the same media landscape that we do today. Like what a weird butterfly effect kind of thing.
Yeah. Cause obviously I've watched reality TV for a long time. Like I loved The Real World mm-hmm. back when it was real.
Yep.
But you know, cause Amy, there was a part where she was there with her mom and she's like, yeah, it's reality, but you know, they're telling you to walk through a doorway three times and you're mm-hmm. filming all day and having to, you know, redo things, which is just another thing with the child exploitation is you just have, even in this case where I guess maybe it's not as bad as some more liberal families, or I'm thinking of like YouTube family vloggers who just show anything of their children.
Yes,
we will be.
We're going to do a full, actually, mm-hmm. spoiler, our next episode is somewhat tied to that. But yes, I think we should do a full episode about family vlogging.
Well, there's so much to say. Yeah. But you're just, a regular day, which I'm sure was interesting for them already. And it's like, you got all these camera crew around. Do that again. We got to do this again. Sit mm-hmm. here. Because I know Jill talked about one episode where they had to pretend to have Christmas or something. Like,
yeah.
they weren't. It was like early. So they were setting up for a Christmas celebration.
Yeah.
It's just wild. But yeah, because TLC made a lot of money. They spent a lot of money on them because they went on so many trips. They went to like, they all went to China and maybe Japan, all the honeymoons. I'm like, I feel like yeah. TLC is paying for this because they're filming it all. So
probably, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because they just started, because I remember, I watched the Evolution was so crazy because you have Josh and Anna's wedding, which was hideous. And they vacationed to like maybe Myrtle Beach for their, yeah. And then
Jill, literally followed them to their hotel room. That was yeah, so crazy.
And they're like, close the door. Jill and Derek may have gone to like somewhere in North Carolina or Florida or something. Then it starts getting Ginger. They went to like Australia. Some of the other ones went to like Switzerland too. They started getting
up
more,
in their game. Yeah.
And their weddings were nicer and stuff. And it's like interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. The Duggars are bad people. I think I feel pretty good about that opinion. They may not have started off that way, but like they're bad people. I hope some of their kids are able to evolve beyond them.
Yeah.
And the IBLP can suck a dick. I mean,
truly choke on it.
I have zero good things to say. Oh, I would recommend you mentioned how does this tie back to Mormonism? There was a really interesting episode on Cults to Consciousness in collaboration with Growing Up in Polygamy, where they did an episode comparing shiny, happy people to what the FLDS people experience and to what normal Mormons experience. So that was really interesting. I recommend that.
I'll have to watch that. Was that on YouTube?
Yes. Yeah. And it's also a podcast. So whatever your preferred media is, I'll try to put them below.
These cult-like things, religions, I feel bad for saying fascinating because these are people's real lives and it's yeah. a lot of abuse, but it also just is fascinating because it's so different from my lived experience.
Yeah.
And it's just some people will never escape that.
It's
some
just,
are maybe don't have the resources, are scared to, or some are just fully like, this is what's is right. This is what I'm supposed to do. And
yeah. And some benefit from it eventually. Mm-hmm. So it just, the wheel goes round and round.
Never ends.
Yeah.
Dolly would not approve.
Yeah. Dolly gives us a big thumbs down.
Zero stars.
Well, I think for now we're closing those tabs.
For now. I mean, they're always open, but yes.
I feel like we need to get like a...
We need a sound. A like sound a bite.
Click, like, click, click.
Yes, we'll work on it.
Yeah. Well, Jess, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me fewer and fewer places. Because Elon Musty has ruined Twitter. I'm rarely there, so I won't even point you there. You can go to... I've been posting some Instagram stories.
I saw that.
Fed by Jess on Instagram. I don't know. My YouTube is Jess Owens. Sometimes I post there sometimes when I learn how to read. And said by Jess on TikTok, the best platform there is for short form content. Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
What about you?
You can find me at Books Like Whoa on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Those are probably, or Goodreads if you want to see what I'm reading. But, you know, I stay online.
We're on the interwebs. We be out here in these mm-hmm. streets.
Yeah. Well, we're closing our tabs, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.